Rena's here. Like all our guests, she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I just read the forecast. Okay, are you the type of person who thinks, okay, school starts, you have a daughter in school, this is when it's 50s and 60s, let's go. Or are you like me saying, listen, it's still summer till September 22nd. It's 70s and 80s, sign me up. I absolutely love this.
You know, that's a good question. Yeah, it's hard when it's nice out, thinking that, because when they get out in May, end of May, it can potentially still be really cold. So, yeah, maybe there should be a shift. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Would you rather have right now 78 and today or 55?
78.
Thank you.
And today.
Thank you. You're a patriot.
Why would I want 55?
Oh, it's the hoodie crew. It's the hoodie crew.
Boy.
You know, they want their hoodies and their corduroys.
I do love fall clothing way better than the rest of the clothing.
Is that maybe a statement on your clothing purchases versus the weather?
Probably.
Yeah. Give me, why do you like your fall clothing better than your summer clothing? What's going on?
I just think fall clothing is cuter. It's more stylish. I don't know. I don't like shorts. Shorts are weird.
Shorts are weird. Hold on. Let's stop on that.
But the legs fell off.
Shorts. Okay. Excuse me. The last time I saw you 2 weeks ago, what were you wearing on your legs? Excuse me. What were you wearing?
Shorts. I didn't say I didn't wear them. I just said they're not my favorite.
I mean, you could buck the trend, and when it's 90 degrees, just go out, have your park on, have a sweater on, have just like thick, heavy pants, and say, I'm not going to fall for big weather. I'm going to take on big weather.
Big weather isn't a thing. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, it's real. It is real. Big weather is very... very powerful.
I'm going to ask Belinda about this when she comes in today.
Yeah, ask her. You know what? She's a part of big weather.
She's part of it. I can't trust her.
She can't be trusted. She's way up in the big weather conspiracy stuff and controlling the world. Okay, so I received a text. This is something I go to often where I say people that get hung up on September when it's in the 50s and 60s, no, get out of here. So I received a text from somebody today and said, how about this September weather? And I've kind of downplayed the September thing, as I just mentioned. And so then I responded, it's summer, but it's just the phone number. Okay, so the chances are decent. I know this person and just didn't put his or her name on my phone, or is it possible I've just signed over every credit card and everything I know to this individual because I just typed it's summer?
Well, I mean, unless it's your password to everything, I think you're okay.
Yeah. Okay. What
is that? You didn't give this person your social security number.
I did. I gave out my address.
Okay, well, you're a moron.
Yeah. And then, strangely enough, I gave out your address, too. I don't know why.
I'm a company.
Yeah. And they really like people showing up about 12:30, 1 a.m. You know, that's when things get busy.
By the way.
Yeah.
DeRussia agrees with me. Shorts are weird.
He's wrong. He wears shorts all the time.
It doesn't mean we like them. Well, you just don't want to suffocate in the humid heat that is Minnesota.
Okay, so at work today, are you home right now or are you at work already?
No, I'm at work.
Okay. Today at the Care 11 Nerve Center, will people be walking around in the office in shorts? And what is Rena Sargentopoulos' policy on that? Other people at work, when it's nice outside, wearing shorts?
The only people that would wear shorts would be photographers because they are out of the building a lot. Most other people would not wear shorts into the building. Also, summer is indoor puffy coat season here at the Care 11s. It is freezing.
Freezing. That's right. But I thought, did you tell me that Shaver controlled the air conditioning and now he's been pushed?
He broke the lever off before he left.
Yeah, so he wanted that to be his lasting impact?
Yes, it's his legacy.
That's pretty good. Okay, are you telling me, like, when Shaver was there, he never once anchored the news, or even going back to the sports days, wearing shorts but having the nice suit coat, sport coat, shirt and tie?
Oh, for sure he's done that, now that I think about it. Also, even when he wore pants, he wore dress shoes untied with athletic socks on, like the white crew cut socks.
Oh my God.
With his dress shoes, with the dress shoes untied. I'm like, if you're not even going to try, like, what's the point?
I mean, you can't take the Iowa out of him, can you? I mean,
nope, that, you sure can't. God
that,
bless.
Okay, think back to when you were single. You go on a date with a guy, and he shows up with non-tennis shoes, but white socks. Is that automatically you're finding a way to get out right away?
Oh, I'm out. Also, socks and sandals, get away from me. What are you doing? Are you a serial killer?
Okay. I'm with you on this, but I was proven wrong a couple years ago when numerous people have pointed out younger, trendier individuals, certainly than me, are now wearing socks and sandals. I think it is an ankle bracelet sort of situation myself.
Oh, gosh. No, the best is ankle bracelet with pantyhose over top.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be bad.
All that's right, a Youngstown move.
Yeah, that's okay. There we go. Now, you're from Pittsburgh. Remember that. You're a Pittsburgh native and you're a big Steelers fan. Hang on. More with Rena. If you have a comment on any of this, shorts in the office. You go to work, and it's a typical office, and individuals are wearing shorts. Does it bug you, or you're like, who cares? It's 80 out, wear shorts. This is from an individual who's wearing shorts right now. 651-461-9226. This text just came in. Rena's here. Chad, some of your Shaver questions with Rena are disturbingly weird. I think you have severe problems. It's very creepy.
What?
Yeah.
Like,
by the
so
way,
this person knows we're kidding, right? Like, it's
No, they don't.
We both love Randy Shaver, and it's all just a fun joke.
Randy has been a friend of mine since 1990. I've socialized with him multiple times in the last couple of months. We're great friends. I've traveled with Randy and Roseanne. We are good friends. This is like last week. I forget which topic we were discussing, and somebody's like, Rena was extraordinarily upset with you. If you don't call her and apologize, she's never coming on again. I'm like, you don't get the bit. Honestly. Now.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Now, do I have severe problems? That also may be true, though. I mean, I'm not eliminating that. Yes, I'm not eliminating that part of it. Okay, among the shorts conversation, your Chad shorts are appropriately rated. Well, what about the people who wear shorts all winter long? I don't get that. Now, to me, the shorts all winter long more often would be younger individuals. Do you buy that?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go with it's more people that run hot.
Run hot. Okay.
Because I know some people here that they wear shorts as long as humanly possible. Photographers who have to be outside.
Yeah. And even in the winter when they're covering a story, they're still wearing the shorts.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, now somebody wants to know, where do you stand on skirts? If you think shorts are, you know, are pants that have just failed in progressing where they should go, what about a skirt? Is that also a failed pant?
This is a weird one because, yes, I don't normally ever wear skirts. I'll wear a dress, but not a skirt.
Not a skirt. Okay. You have interesting clothing leg policies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if interesting is the right word.
Yeah.
Problems, issues, but just like the person described, that's probably more accurate.
Yes, that's why we get along. We both have severe problems. Can I ask you a serious question? Do we have any update on your friend and a man I've talked to a number of times in the air, and I greatly appreciate every time he talks to me? Seems like one of the kindest people really on the planet, Boyd Hooper. Do we know how Boyd is doing?
Yes, actually, he just got some results back yesterday. He had some blood testing done on Friday, and the results came back yesterday, and the doctor said that everything is where it is supposed to be right now.
Great.
And he'll get the bone marrow biopsy at 3 months post the T-cell transplant to see if it's really doing its job. But so far, so good, and he's walking. He said, I could walk 10 miles right now if I needed to. So, so yes, he's doing well.
In case you missed it, Rena did about, what would you say, about a 6.5-minute feature on Boyd and this new treatment, what would you say, about a month ago or so?
And yeah, that's probably right.
Right in that area. And I'm sure it's still available. If you went to Twitter and found Rena on Twitter, you went to Care 11, you could also Google or just go to our podcast, because after this, about 4 or 5 days after, because Boyd traveled down to see his grandchild, Boyd joined the show, was incredibly honest, open, and kind, and even at the end, a little bit emotional talking about this treatment. And so that is great news to hear about Boyd. So if you see him, please tell me. Maybe I'll, you know, in fact, not maybe, I will text him and wish him the best. How about work? Is
Absolutely.
There something we should profile that you're working on right now that's going to come up soon?
I am working on something, but it's barely even started. So I don't want to give it away yet.
Mm. Is it edgy, controversial?
Just more interesting.
More interesting.
Yeah, it's like interesting.
How soon will we see this?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that either. Could I be more vague?
Yeah. I mean, Tubbs, is she making all this up? I mean,
right?
It's interesting. Good question.
I can't trust the media.
Yeah,
I can't trust me.
Big radio. Can't trust big radio.
And before the day is done, do you plan on at the house having any dogs or cats over and eat them for lunch or dinner?
Oh, sweet Lord. I'm going to go with no on that.
No.
Hard no.
No.
From the Sargentopoulos camp.
Yeah, apparently that's a big thing in Ohio, according to bizarre conspiracy theories. That's where we are in politics today. I have to go. I'll look forward to, at some point in the next 10 years, this interesting report on Care 11.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Rena's here.
Bye.